They did, but before the game, one of the newspapers in Germany had a headline: "Sorry, Mexico, today we build the wall."
Reference to our wall.
Reference to our wall, and also, you know, them building a defensive wall to stop Mexico, and then turns out Germany couldn't score.
That's funny.
They had a wall built, like they really did in real life.
It is a little too soon, isn't it?
Yeah. Germany, easy with the wall jokes. You had one too.
What do you give them? 100 years before they can start making jokes?
I would think so. Yeah.
Is that the arbitrary Adam Hill law of comedy?
Yeah.
I thought your rule was never too soon.
I was going to say, I've heard him say
now
that
you're applying these new rules.
Never too soon for a joke, ever.
For a country.
A joke's a joke, right?
I'm fine, you're right.
Yeah, you have to be supportive.
Yeah,
you're pro-joke. There's no filter. Germany wants to mock on Mexico and talk about the wall. They can do it, according to you.
I'm not lobbying for anybody to get in trouble for it. I just think you might want to be careful and not, you know, lose games after you try to make wall jokes.
So the Germans mock on Mexico with a wall reference, and then for some reason, one of our former soccer stars goes rogue and says, "We need to be rooting for one of our biggest rivals in Mexico." What? Why would we root for Mexico?
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews. ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable.
Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
The epic Father's Day U.S. Open sale is on at Las Vegas Golf and Tennis. Save up to 50% store-wide. Dozen distance golf balls, $9.88. Golden Knights golf shirts, $49. Free foursome with $199 purchase. Click lvgolf.com for all deals.
Finley Chevrolet is your home for... Right now, you can lease a new 2018 Chevy Tahoe LS Custom Midnight Edition for just $399 a month for 39 months with just $19.99 down plus taxes and fees. Woo! Finley Chevrolet, home of the... Located on 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Or visit us anytime at FinleyChevy.com. Find new roads.
On approved credit, 2025 title and $499 documentation fee. MSRP 46245. 10K miles a year. Must have current GM lease and includes 2,000 dealer flex cash. While supplies last. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/18.
We want to hear from you. Text the show by sending ESPN to 69187. It's Cofield and Company.
World Cup. We finally get to it. We did like 40 minutes of U.S. Open, and I'm not done with it. How about that for you older folks, you golf fans? 50-plus crowd. Adam is very much in that like 15 to 40 hipster D-bag range.
15 to 40?
Well, you're over 40, essentially.
I'm not even close.
I like soccer. I'll be honest. I'm having trouble getting into it without the U.S. I'm having trouble so far.
It's the best.
You guys are crazy. You have like a whole traveling band that's meeting up at 3 in the morning, and we were hanging out with some of your friends on Saturday night, and they're like, "Hey, we got to get up, watch soccer soon, so we got to go."
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Early night. Got to go watch soccer. It's big.
Big how the places you've gone to? Well, you told me one place you went to is completely empty. You have the run of the place.
It's actually why we went there. We went to a place we knew would be empty.
That's your headquarters.
Yeah. Went to the premier game of the opening round. The opening round of games was Spain-Portugal, and went out for that. It was a decent crowd at a soccer place,
yeah,
but not like overwhelming at all. So I do think it's certainly been impacted by not having the U.S. in it. I think it's much better. You don't have that one.
Well, for you,
yeah, you don't have that one game to focus on. You can watch all the games and just enjoy them.
That sounds terrible.
No, it's great.
I want to have a rooting interest.
No. It's just, it's too much.
It's too much for you because you're a lunatic.
Well, I'm not a fan anymore either.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
This is no different than this nonsense you're doing with the Browns, which you have not completely bought in on. You haven't.
Sort, well, you're, I mean, I more it's more so being lazy. Because I know what you're going to say is I still have a Bills license plate frame.
Yep. What do you think of this?
They're hard to take off.
We'll hard do it right now. Off. Mark, go do it during the break. I'm not bossing you around, but you literally. Get a Phillips head and take it off.
Well, won't the license plate just fall off?
You screw it back on.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a license plate holder.
Oh, you don't?
God, you are unbelievable.
This is the same guy, dude, who said he didn't know how to crack an egg.
I don't know. You. That was, I was in a contest and I lost.
Yeah. Where's the intern today? Where's Young Schwab?
Have him go take it off?
Tomorrow he's doing it. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Is that like a HR violation?
No. I have my Brown. Yeah,
the intern has to change Adam's license plate?
I have my Brown beads in the car.
Brown beads.
Yeah. By the way, on a complete side note, the odds coming out and having the Browns as more likely to win the AFC than the Bills is one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life.
Jumping on the bandwagon.
It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
I hope the Bills win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
just
right.
So he can't like
publicly,
did you
see what happened this weekend? Nathan Peterman is maybe the front runner with a starting job. This is the greatest thing ever.
But
I'm so glad I'm out.
To Mark's point, how amazing would it be if Peterman plays like half a game one, he gets hurt, and then Josh Allen is Brady.
There's
like
no
they
chance.
Just turn into a 13 win team because he's unbelievable.
There's zero chance of that.
Publicly, he can't go back. Like deep down inside, he'll go back. But
he's scrambling through the Lotus garbage cans for his Bills.
The Browns.
Once, by the way, once we take this Bills license plate holder off, it's getting broken. You're not putting it back on.
Fine. The Browns are better than the Bills.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Can you show out the guarantee board?
Yeah.
Not technically, I can see it. It's not there.
We have to restart it.
We are. We're better. We're better.
We are.
The Browns are better.
We are better.
Yeah, the Browns are better.
So Adam can't watch the World. Actually, Adam can watch the World Cup this year or this time around because he's not maniacal about the U.S.
Yeah.
So what was your reaction to Landon Donovan? You just have no passion left? What is he doing?
I'm actually with him. That's absolutely my team. Colombia and Mexico are my two teams.
I thought Mexico was our big rival. You never dislike them?
Now I much prefer them to the U.S.
Okay.
So
there's a Trump thing for you?
Yeah, for a lot of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Landon Donovan tweeted out. He was doing an advertisement for Wells Fargo, but he has a picture of himself wearing "My other team is Mexico" scarf. He's spreading it out.
Okay.
And he's saying, "The tournament is here, USA fans. Our team may not be in Russia, but our neighbors to the south are. So join me and their proud sponsor at Wells Fargo to cheer on the other team, Vamos Mexico."
Deadspin wrote, "Landon Donovan wins biggest a-hole award."
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even for that. Because he did the ad and whatever. He did an advertisement. He got paid to do it. That's
so
fine.
How much does it cost between Mexico and Wells Fargo to buy off Landon Donovan and root for a team and really partner up with fans that probably chanted Puto at him a million times?
No, they do the goalies.
It's only the goalies?
Yeah, it's on the goal kicks.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how they get in the head?
Yeah.
All right.
And so, but in this case, I doubt it took too much. Landon Donovan is annoyed with the U.S. team, too, for not having him go to his final World Cup. So,
which kind of makes this worse, doesn't it? Like, you're that petty?
Oh, yeah. I would think so.
You're just not good enough.
Yeah. But to me, it's just an ad. But a lot of people took shots at him.
Yeah.
You know, you had Carlos Bocanegra, former teammate, just retweet it and say, "Really?" Other players, like Taylor Twellman, "I'd rather cut off my toe than, quote, root for Mexico. I'm on the outside on this one, but how could I root for my/our rival? I can't imagine how the fans, the At American Outlaws, would feel if I rooted for Mexico, but then again, I'm old school." Other players, a lot of players, you know, Kobe Jones weighed in, several older players really took shots at him. Ethan Finley did the three green face emojis for he's sick to his stomach.
I didn't even know that one existed.
Throw up. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I gotta start using that.
Yeah. And so
Can I find that on my 5-year-old phone?
Probably not.
Okay.
You need to do an update.
Damn it.
Landon Donovan grew tired of all the responses, and he actually tweeted back at Carlos Bocanegra, who had said "really" about it. Landon Donovan said, you grew up in SoCal and owe much of your soccer skill to playing with Mexicans. Your father is of Mexican descent. Look around our country. Are you happy with how we are treating Mexicans? Open your mind, stand for something, and remember where you came from.
Wow. Chastising.
Yeah, but that's the one
you
that
like.
Is.
You like that one especially.
I do, but that's where he has really, really alienated a lot of people.
Has he gotten annihilated since?
Yeah. This is where a lot of people are not happy with him. Because it's not just, hey, U.S. isn't there. How about we cheer for Mexico and not get somebody from Wells Fargo?
Right.
It's now you're really taking
Now he turned it political.
Yes. Now people are very unhappy with
Heavy
Landon
support
Donovan.
In the South and the Midwest for Landon Donovan?
No. No, not so much.
No? Not no, one of their
not,
favorites.
Not so much. And actually, even our very own Hercules Gomez weighed in, and he said, it's an incredibly terrible take.
Questioning
one's loyalties to culture and or heritage because he questioned you for taking marketing dollars to, quote, root for your sporting rival. You can hate El Tri. This doesn't mean you have anything against Mexicans.
That's a good comeback. That last line is good.
Yes. It's fair.
Wow.
And I get it.
Keep in mind, in Mexico, when Donovan was playing for the United States and he was doing a corner kick, they were throwing bags of urine at him.
Yeah. That's just good fandom.
Oh, man.
Look at Mr. Mexico across the way now. Where's your Mexico? I thought you had the World Baseball Classic Mexico hat.
Oh, I did.
How come you're not wearing that?
It's already packed.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I'm very excited to watch a Team Mexico game in Mexico next week. I was very, very excited about that.
Wow. Well, you're a traitor. We knew it. All that kneeling lecture during the football season. Now we know your true colors.
Yeah.
Jerk. I'm sorry. I'm not rooting for Mexico.
True colors.
I'm not rooting for anyone. I'll find something to dislike and then pick my route, you know, my fan following based on that, but I'm not rooting for Mexico. They're a rival.
Root for Colombia. Love that team.
Why do you love that team?
Some of their players are just... James Rodriguez is my favorite player, so it's cool. Glad to have them in the World Cup.
What were the upsets so far?
Stage. Mexico is a big one.
What else?
A huge one. Well, the draw in the Brazil game, the draw in the Argentina game.
Who did Brazil play?
Brazil played Switzerland yesterday. Trying to go back to all the games in my head. But what is happening is a lot of the favorites are very much underperforming. We're seeing it over and over again until, you know, today. The other team that I have always really loved is Belgium. They have a ton of superstar talent, and they just don't come together on the world stage for whatever reason. Today they did. And so while
crushed
all the
Panama
other...
3-0.
Yeah, while the other favorites are kind of scuffling a little bit early in the tournament, they went out there and finally put things together. So maybe this will be the year for them.
You don't sound very confident.
Well, we haven't really seen, you know, we haven't really seen them do it at this level, despite all the talent they have.
There you go. Scintillating. I'm going to use it a second time this show. Adam Hill and his World Cup report. I don't feel the same sizzle I felt with the U.S., so I don't think this is better for you, I'll be honest.
Oh, it's awesome. It's very early in the tournament. Not every team has even played yet.
Keep selling. Mark and I are thinking about it.
I don't have.
We might meet you out at 4 in the morning.
I'm not like many soccer fans. I really don't care if other people like it or care about it or into it.
That is a good. Awesome. That is actually a good point.
Yeah.
Because how many soccer fans out there are like jerks?
You have to understand. You don't get it. No, some people just don't like it. I love it, but I don't feel the need.
Protector of the club.
I don't feel the need to have other people be obsessed with it.
The NBA draft is coming up on Thursday. Yep, it's a week early. Man, I don't like this. I like a longer build-up, but we'll get to some odds on the top pick, and then we'll get you updated on mock drafts and where all the folks who are tied to UNLV and Vegas may land.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text FAST to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text FAST to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text FAST to 443-443. That's FAST to 443-443.
Hey everybody, this is Clay Baker, and I've got an amazing offer for you. You know I'm always talking about how great Zero Res is for both me and my family. I want you to experience Zero Res for yourself, and now you can get a $25 U.S. gas card in the process. That's right, right now, when you order the Clay Baker LV Sports Network Special, Zero Res will clean three rooms of carpet for only $99, just $99, and you'll get the $25 U.S. gas card with every cleaning. You can get it by calling 702-567-0001. Ask for the Clay Baker LV Sports Network Special. You got Father's Day, you got family reunions, graduations, weddings. People are going to be coming over, and you could just leave the work to Zero Res and this time get a gas card with every purchase. Call 702-567-0016, 702-567-0016, or go online to ZeroResLasVegas.com. And don't forget to ask for your $25 U.S. gas card. It's Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it still spells the same. Zero Reds.
Every Friday during basketball season, join us from 6 till 7 p.m. for the William Hill Radio Show, hosted by Pauly Howard, live from the Silver Sevens Casino. He'll break down all the weekend action, including who bettors are backing the most. After the show, make the William Hill Racing Sportsbook at Silver Sevens your home for betting with great food and drink specials, plus continuous live in-play wagering. For all the details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
The epic Father's Day U.S. Open Sale is on at Las Vegas Golf and Tennis. Save up to 50% store-wide. Dozen distance golf balls, $9.88. Golden Knights golf shirts, $49. Free foursome with $199 purchase. Click lvgolf.com for all deals.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit aigdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-5008. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-400-5008. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-400-5008. 1-800-400-5008.
Yeah. Interact with the show by texting ESPN to 69187. It's Cofield and Company.
80 minutes into the show, and if you're asking yourself, wait, these guys haven't made a reference to top-notch sports talk show subject, 13 Reasons Why yet? I know. It's coming.
It's safe for the breaks.
It's coming.
Yeah.
We actually, we morphed from, well, I'll have to get this on the 5 o'clock hour. I don't understand what you're watching right now.
What I am?
Yeah, I'm saying non-sports. I've moved on, and you apparently have not been able to move on. But that's coming up during the Big Five. Very exciting stuff. Very cryptic. Very cryptic. I love the NBA draft. I say it every year. In many ways, I like it more than the NFL draft because I feel like you can analyze the players. The casual fan can see, you know, the basic skills of a lot of basketball players more easily than, you know, getting fired up because your team took a offensive guard in the second round, and you know, all of a sudden you're like, oh, terrible pick. Like, you have no idea.
Well, plus you know them from watching the games, and there's only five guys, and they're more identifiable.
Right. So I've said for better part of a year, this was part of my whole, hey, the Celtics are going to be the dominant team in the NBA from 2019 to 2026. It was when they were looking at two picks in this draft. High picks. Things didn't work out. But my point at the time was, best big man draft in a long time. Now, it doesn't mean all the big men are going to work out. And by big man, I mean there are some true centers, and then there are a lot of stretch fours. Lots of them. And it's a matter of, hey, it can go as deep as Kevin Knox may be the last of the stretch fours who gets chosen at like 13. He might be the best. Maybe he's a lot better than Marvin Bagley, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of intrigue here in this NBA draft. There's some impact players. There's certainly the debate. We'll probably get into this later in the week about DeAndre Ayton. Like, is there a place anymore for the 7'1", 250, back-to-the-basket big man, especially if he can't play defense 20 feet from the hoop against stretch fives and stretch fours? So I want to get you updated on this, though, because we'll have plenty of time next 3 days to talk about the top 10. The guys who have Vegas ties, right? I looked at 11 mock drafts today. So I want to get you updated on, one, Brandon McCoy. Are you surprised how little buzz there is in NBA draft circles around Brandon McCoy?
No.
What has happened?
Well, the season happened, for one. I mean, I think there was a lot of things that were identifiable.
Yeah, but he made the decision after the season. So what's happened since?
No, he didn't.
And that's a good point. You thought he was, the one and done was over 100% if that's possible before he stepped foot here in Vegas.
Made the decision like his sophomore year of high school.
I don't know about that, but
during
the recruiting period when he was picking UNLV over Michigan State and Oregon.
He was never in it for more than 1 year. And I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying that's what he was.
I think there's a debate to be had whether it was wrong. And there's certainly going to be a debate after Thursday.
Well, he would have gone, I mean, this is a guy that hurt. I think he would have gone maybe top five, maybe top 10 last year if he was able to come out after high school, which he should be able to do.
I don't believe that. But you're right. I don't think this year helped the stock, even though by the numbers, he had one of the best freshman years in the history of UNLV. He was very consistent throughout the season. He just wasn't consistently good on defense. And, yeah, defense counts when you go to grade a prospect in draft.
Yeah, and I don't think his strength wasn't where it needed to be, for one thing. Defensively, there was a lot of glaring problems, which was both, you know, technique-wise, it was effort-wise. It was just being lost on occasion. I mean, he looked like a freshman who didn't have a whole lot of interest in playing defense in a lot of occasions. Offensively, I thought what he does well, he did really well. And I don't know how much that translates to the next level as, you know, kind of a pure center that doesn't have a whole lot of strength. But I'm sure that's a problem that the scouts have as well.
Yeah, and I think the strength thing is that's not the biggest factor.
It's a factor.
When you're 19, I mean, the assumption that there are guys you can look at, and, you know, if it's Tayshaun Prince, you're like, he's probably not going to put on a lot of weight. McCoy's got a frame. He can be 260, 270. Well, he's not a tiny guy. I mean, he's 245 pounds now.
And he's also got the other issue that we discussed, and I'm sure it comes across in the interviews and it's come across in the draft process, that he has a lot of interest outside of basketball.
You think they've discovered that? That was one of your big theories.
Probably.
Talking about his draftability, that he may not be a basketball lifer.
Yeah. And again, I look at that as a good thing. I'm sure many scouts don't. They look at it and say, how committed is he? Does he really want to do this? Is he doing it to try to get money to start another business or go into music, which he really wants to do? Like, what is his level of commitment to playing basketball and doing it for his entire life?
So Brandon McCoy leaves early. Would have been great to see him around here for another year, develop further, get another year of school under his belt. 11 mock drafts, right? Now, there's a lot of these mock drafts that don't do the entire 60 picks. So we're just going to say not available. Means that he didn't make the first round, but they don't have the second round listed, right?
Right.
Here are the slots. There's 60 picks for Brandon McCoy. You leave to go in the first round.
Yeah.
You really do. 57, 43, both second round picks. Not available, not available. So don't even, he's not, definitely not in the first round. So not available, or he's not picked in the first round. Undrafted, which we should probably set an over-under. We don't really have any idea because we're just going off of mock drafts, and you'll see that mock drafts tend to copy each other in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So this isn't the most well-sourced thing. Well, we'll do it now. What do you, actually, I'll give the rest of them. Undrafted, 34th pick is the highest. And then from there, five more drafts where they didn't do a second round, so all not available. He was not taken in the first round. I checked 11 mock drafts. He's not a first-round pick in any of them. So what's the over-under on where he's picked?
45.
Mark, what do you take? After 45 or before 45?
After 45.
Me too. How much of a plus? What kind of plus? I'm not here to mock on the guy. I just think the trend of true bigs aren't valued like they used to be. He's extremely young. There's a chance he doesn't get drafted.
Oh, of course.
And the other thing I always throw in, American kids do not, and they're people around them, and the agents, I guess they just lie. They don't factor in draft and stash. The international draft and stash is a much more attractive option than taking, you know, we'll bring up a former big man at UNLV, Big Zim, and having him play in the NBDL.
Right.
Well, now it's a, whatever it is, G League, right? The D League to the G League.
Yeah.
It is. Would you rather have an 18 or 19-year-old play with men professionally in Europe and elsewhere, or toiling in, you know, Erie, playing with 29-year-olds who are trying to, you know, make the NBA?
Yeah, I think that
I'd
is...
I'd rather do the draft and stash.
Of course. I think that's an attractive thing for teams to do, and it weighs into part of their decision. But I do think in the end, while, like, it's not going to be where Brandon McCoy wanted to get picked, like in the lottery, I do think he gets picked, and okay. I do think he gets picked somewhere in the second round, early in the second round, because while I mentioned a lot of the negatives, there is still a lot of positives about Brandon McCoy.
Give me this number. Yes, Brandon McCoy will be drafted minus 350. I'll take the no plus, what do you want to set it at, 275?
Yeah, I would probably take the no on that, too. It's good value.
Damn it.
But I would, I do think in the end...
I'm not rooting for it to happen. I get the sneaky suspicion that the big centers are going to get a real wake-up call in this draft. One of the write-ups, I think this was SI, about McCoy, a throwback center who can score inside and throw his body around on defense but lacks ideal athleticism to thrive.
I mean, I guess on some level it's true. He has, I think he does have athleticism. I don't think he knows how to use it yet. And I also think he's a little bit timid in a lot of cases where he'll settle for layups. We've talked about this a lot. Instead of going up and, you know, really showing his athleticism and dunking the ball and getting forceful, like, he just doesn't do it. And I think he's capable.
And that can develop. Yeah, there's two ways
this can go. I think he's capable of it. He just doesn't do it.
It's two ways this can go. You know, when you're playing against a bunch of 28-year-old, you know, professional NBA players, you know, I mean, give me whatever. You give me a longtime veteran who's, you know, 6'8", 250, who's just going to beat the living snot out of him. So you either toughen up and you learn how to finish and you throw dunks down. I was actually going to say shots.
That was close.
You throw it down, or you become timid and you just never develop. You get shell-shocked.
Yeah. I mean, both are very possible.
Now on the reliability of mock trash. Ready for this one? Troy Brown, Centennial, local, went to Oregon. He's in the draft. He is like the model player in this draft. Aside from stretch fours, 6'7 dude who potentially can play the one, the two, and the three. The NBA can't get enough of these guys.
Right.
Love them. Flexibility, maybe can develop into a you know, a 3-and-D guy, the D being very important. Ready? Troy Brown. These are the mock drafts that I charted and the pick. 18, 20, 18, 18, 24, 21, 17, 17, 19, 20, 22. 18 is the Spurs. Ready for another guy who's in that mold? 6'7", getting stronger. I don't think he can shoot, and I'm not sure he'll ever be able to shoot, but Chandler Hutchinson is very coveted from Boise.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, too.
Mock drafts, reliability. This is the number pick. 22, 22, 22, 22. 18, 22. 25, 29, and then 2 that had him going in the second round.
I'm
going
to set his over-under at 22 and a half.
If I could bet 22 is the Bulls, if I could bet that the Bulls won't take Hutchinson, I'm all over it.
Probably get that number.
Unless there's been some amazing leak and they're all running with it, that the Bulls are like, we're taking Hutchinson. We're doing it.
All of the Bulls front office was wearing Hutchinson jerseys like yesterday when they walked around.
What do you think of those two guys if you had your choice? Troy Brown.
I mean,
and Chandler Hutchinson.
Chandler Hutchinson has certainly been far more productive. There's no question about that.
He was also in school for, was he all 4 years? Three?
I thought it was three. But
all four. Yeah, all four.
But Troy Brown showed a lot of inconsistencies. That's what freshmen do. You know why they like him. As you mentioned, he's got the flexibility to play all the perimeter spots. He can do everything with the ball offensively. It looks like he's probably going to be a pretty good defender as well. His measurables are there. Like, you can just look at him and you know, watch him go through a layup line. You're like, yeah, that guy's going to be a good player. But, Chandler Hutchinson has proven he can do it over and over again, but he's also a couple years older. Doesn't quite have the same physical tools maybe as a Troy Brown. So I think Hutchinson will be more NBA ready. If you're a team that's looking to, you know, you're trying to make the playoffs next year, or you're in the playoffs and need a guy that might be able to help you, that's probably the guy. Long-term prospects, you know, Troy's probably the way you would go.
On Twitter, do you ever search your name?
No.
Do you have a column? Do you have like Dan Dockich, who's the old Indiana assistant and player? He clearly tracks his name because he sees every tweet, whether he's subtweeted or
I do not.
Added. You don't do it?
No, I don't do that.
I like to set up columns of, like, you know, just stuff to follow that might be breaking. I just made a column for Tate Martell. He didn't get the Ohio State job. We'll update you on who got the job. How long does he stay? I mean, I think that's a legit question for a guy who was tied to how many schools before Ohio State?
Join the conversation on Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas.
Hey, what's up? It's Steph for Sunburst Shutters. You know, everywhere I go, I get asked, do you really have Sunburst Shutters in your home? And yes, I really do have Sunburst Shutters in my home. And I really do think they're that amazing. When it comes to your castle, don't you want the best? Well, hello, check out Sunburst Shutters. They're 100% made in the USA. And the big plus? Sunburst shutters are polywood shutters, so that means that they don't warp, they don't bend from the sun that we have here in the desert, and they last forever, and you can only get them at Sunburst Shutters. So don't be fooled. Others say they're the same, but only Sunburst Shutters has polywood shutters. The competition, they're not the same, and theirs always look new, and they're so easy to clean. It's all at Sunburst Shutters, and they're locally owned and operated, so you can find out for yourself. Or check them out online at sunburstshutters.com and then play around in the idea gallery. See what fits your castle. It's amazing, and it's all at sunburstshutters.com. That's sunburstshutters.com.
Every Friday during basketball season, join us from 6 till 7 p.m. for the William Hill Radio Show, hosted by Paulie Howard, live from the Silver Sevens Casino. He'll break down all the weekend action, including who bettors are backing the most. After the show, make the William Hill Race and Sportsbook at Silver Sevens your home for betting with great food and drink specials, plus continuous live in-play wagering. For all the details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Finlay Automotive Group is pleased to introduce Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas at 5385 West Sahara Avenue. Come see their lineup of new vehicles. Test drive the cars you know to combine technology, safety, and luxury. Now showing at the all-new Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas.
Now it's time to find out what's trending on Cofield and Company.
What's trending on a Monday? Adam, very intense about afternoon baseball, because Wasn't there a real, I was going to say weird quirk, but that would be doubling up.
Yeah.
Something quirky went down in baseball, right, with the Yankee National game?
Yeah, they did a, they finished a game that was suspended from mid-May. So, you know, the game had got called off, middle of the game, still tied, so they had to finish it today. And Juan Soto came in as a pinch hitter during that game. He wasn't on the team in May. He made his major league debut 5 days after that game. But he did hit a home run in the game today. And so, officially, his first major league home run will count for that game, and the stats count for the day it started, May 15th. So his first major league home run technically took place before he made his major league debut, which is very weird. I mean, it's one of those things, like, I haven't seen a stat yet of if it's ever happened before. I'm sure, you know, usually when these things happen, you're like, oh, yeah, it happened back in 1921 also. but I haven't seen anything. It's such a weird occurrence to have happen where, you know, your home run, you actually hit a home run before your major league debut, which is crazy.
You know, Soto's also the guy who's going to make it really easy or easier to let Bryce walk.
Bryce walk.
Yeah.
Because
he's 12 and he's playing unbelievably.
He's 12.
He's 19. He's
19.
He's come up and he's already got, was that six today?
Oh,
is that the sixth?
He's got a ton of power. There's no question.
Six home run already. Six homers, 14 ribs.
Yeah, he's crushing the ball. And he showed some opposite field power the other day on a shot that looked like a pop-up and somehow carried out to the opposite field. He's got a ton of power, especially for a 19-year-old.
Update on Bryce, and as I predicted many years ago, Joey Gallo would have a higher average than Bryce Harper.
No,
I never said that.
No. It's close.
I did predict that Gallo, for his career, would have more home runs than Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant.
Isn't Gallo under 200, though?
Gallo coming into today, I should know this off the top of my head, is 198.
Yeah.
Bryce goes 0 for 3 in this game. He's now 213. So he could be under 210. Did he start in game two? That one's in the third inning. It's 1-1. And Bryce did start 0 for 1.
Falling further.
Boy, if he goes below 200 with some of these other people, we talked about this last week. Well, let's get to it now. Chris Davis, what are they doing with him? Is he just going to take up a roster spot? Are they putting him? I don't understand how they're benching him, benching him.
They're just hiding him.
Chris Davis makes $25 million a year. He can't hit his weight. In fact, he's probably 80 pounds under his weight. I'm guessing that dude's about 225, 230.
Yeah, there's no timetable for his return.
And Buck Showalter won't specify anything. They're just not going to play him.
Showalter, he said, I don't even know what this means. I honestly don't. Sometimes we say, I don't know what he's saying. I don't. Chris is continuing with some things that he's working on. And when they come to me and say they think he's ready to get back in the lineup, I'll put it back in there. But nothing's imminent. He's working on what? His swing? His injury? What is he working on?
And it bears repeating.
And who's they?
The year he's having is the worst in Major League Baseball history.
Yeah.
Of, qualifiers.
Yeah.
By war, he's negative 1.6.
You basically
wins against replacement.
Anybody out there. It'd be much
and
better off.
They actually are.
Yeah.
The Orioles are terrible. It's not like they have depth.
And then Showalter continued, by the way, said he had already talked to Chris and said he already knew that before today, but he was soaking wet when I was talking to him. He's working on some things, and they'll let me know when it's time.
I don't
know. I have no idea.
Did he just use the shower as a shield? I didn't have time to talk to him. He was showering.
I guess
taking
so.
A lot of showers now, trying but to they, wash the 150 stink off him.
He's not saying what's happening.
He's
working through some things.
He sucks. We're not playing him. That's it. That's the organizational's comment. Organization's comment, yeah. The organizational comment.
I guess so. Just say that.
They're not going to say that.
Why?
Well, because Chris Davis is already kind of a sensitive dude.
It's also pretty clear that it's just fact. Be like, he can just come out and say, guys, you've seen the numbers. We're not putting him in there.
By the way, that list of guys under 200, it's pretty amazing. As Bryce struggles and heads towards the 200 mark, Chris Davis, Dexter Fowler, Lou Brinson, Carl Gomez, Jackie Bradley, Lomo, Gary Sanchez has been dreadful. He finally came out of it a little bit this weekend. Adam Duvall, Billy Hamilton, Ian Desmond, and Kipnis. All below 200.
Well, Bryce is up now, by the way. very clean-shaven Bryce.
Wow, look at that. Yeah. He's doing anything to make a change here.
He's trying to get the back going again. Although he just swung at a pretty terrible pitch and fell behind 0-1. So it wasn't a good start to the at-bat.
It's going to be a really interesting follow the rest of the summer. You know?
Yeah.
If the fans become more convinced that... Well, that was terrible. Inside pitch and just pulled it right into the shift. 0-for-2. Hitting 212 now.
I have been reading a lot.
But you just wonder when the fans are going to turn. What's wrong? Me tracking? If I can get Joey Gallo ahead of Bruce. I almost called him Bruce Harper. The running back from the Jets. Gallo over Bryce.
Yeah. I was reading a lot that, you know, the shift has a lot to do with it. And that he's grounding into the shift at just a remarkable rate. Which means he probably should start just, you know, hitting some pitches the other way just to get some hits. He's not going to do that because his power numbers are, you know, too important to the team. But, you know, there is a lot of factors to it besides. And I think the shifts have a lot to do with a lot of the players. That, you know, teams are just completely, you know, you've got teams going four outfielders in some cases now. Teams are shifting completely on all these players. There's a lot going on with the defensive alignment that's not helping batting averages.
We talked about that $400 million deal. Does baseball, you know, baseball is actually discussing, I don't know about outlawing. I don't know what they're going to do about the shift. I don't think they should do anything.
Me neither.
It's part of the game.
If
I want to play everyone, if everyone, you know, is standing around first base, I can do that.
Give me eight guys
it's
in
stupid,
right field.
Stupid, but.
Eight guys in right field is fine with me. You're going to keep hitting fly balls over there? Hey, we're going to cover the whole thing.
Right. Learn how to hit. Yeah. Go the other way. Yeah. Bryce's strikeouts are up, but they're not Gallo's. Bryce has 71 Ks. Gallo has 106.
He already has 106.
I knew you were going to say that. He got 106. Come on!
I think Chris Davis had like 85, and that was...
But he's not playing as much.
That was insane. Oh, wow. That is a lot of strikeouts.
Hey, 19 homers, 43 ribs for Bryce. Gallo, 18 and 42. We're right there, baby!
How many strikeouts?
We're right there! Don't worry about it. A lot of walks. Gallo's got a hell of an eye. So does Harper, though.
106.
Yeah. So I mentioned the note about Ohio State. Dwayne Haskins gets the Ohio State job. Tate Martell, former Bishop Gorman, hometown guy. Not going to jump in. Anyway, Tate Martell. Do we know all the schools? Can you remember all of them?
UCLA, Texas A&M were two, I think.
Wasn't Washington one?
That's awesome.
Wasn't that like the first one he committed to in like seventh grade, or was that UCLA?
We'll have to look it up.
It was Washington.
It was Washington.
Yeah.
I thought it was Washington, USC, then A&M, USC? Then Ohio State.
I knew A&M and an LA school, Washington.
Will he stay?
My guess is no.
Really?
Yeah.
The backup left. Burrow left. Haskins is young. If I'm correct, Haskins has 3 years left. Yeah. But I just love on Tate Martell, former Bishop Gorman quarterback who had a tendency to kind of bounce around with his commitments, and now that he's at Ohio State, hasn't won the job. Bucks Insider says Tate Martell, quote, will have a chance to compete. Okay, they know there's a legit concern here. I guess this is kind of the way college football is now.
Yeah.
Like, quarterbacks, I want to play. Yeah. I'm not waiting freaking 3 years to play.
Well, especially guys that are that, you know, that highly touted that, you know, it was a big deal. Again, we talked about how many times he changed, but it's, you know, where am I going to go start for 4 years and win three national championships? That's your mindset. And all of a sudden you're at a school that you finally settled on and you can't even get on the field. Like, it's understandable why guys start to get frustrated with that.
Yeah, Tate Martell doesn't have a ton of tweets in his search column, but the fifth tweet down was just from yesterday from an Aaron. Big question, which university does Tate Martell transfer to? Okay, so.
Will it be one of the schools that he committed to and then didn't go to? Does he go back to one of them, or does he go somewhere new?
Every single one has had a coaching change, right?
Yeah, fair.
So I don't know if he'd... Who knows what he's going to do? Here's the other thing, Ohio State. Because he's been described as, and he, physically, hopefully not mentally, he does have similarities to Johnny Manziel. So Ohio State has actually talked about, there's been speculation, hey, they may use him as a receiver here and there.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if you could do that, though, with your backup quarterback.
That's too risky.
So we'll see. The team that Adam is very afraid of, Ohio State. When's your guy going to start beating him consistently?
This year.
Mm-hmm.
This is the year.
How thrilled were you?
I'm so sorry, real quick.
Yes.
I heard a show yesterday doing a preview of the college football season.
Right.
And they mentioned, you know what? Harbaugh's seat isn't hot. It's getting warm. No, it's not. It's not. Stop it.
Clay Travis?
The dumbest thing I've ever heard. No, it wasn't. No, it's not getting warm. He'll leave when he wants to leave. Like, he'll be gone when he wants to be gone. He's never getting fired at Michigan.
I assume you're thrilled about this one as a Browns fan and, more importantly, a Ty God fan, Tyrod Taylor. Multiple folks in and around Browns minicamp saying basically Baker has a long way to go to compete with Tyrod Taylor as the number one.
Yeah. No kidding. They also, you know, they announced when they got Tyrod he was absolutely the starter for the season no matter what.
And then they did what?
And then they did again last week.
Last week.
Announced it. Like, how many times are you going to announce this?
Because the media is going to stir the pot every single week.
There's no need to. The question's been answered. Who's asking these questions? There is no chance that he is beating out Tyrod for the starting job. Zero. None. Not concerned at all about that.
I kind of like this. Todd Haley actually made comments on it, the OC and future head coach.
Yeah.
He said of Mayfield, he's in a new situation with new coaches around him, a lot of new players, guys that have been here, not an easy situation to come into. And then he complimented.
I thought he was talking about Tyrod.
Oh, you're right. That was on Tyrod.
Yeah.
That was on Tyrod.
Yeah. Said even though it's a new situation with all this, you know, kind of everything working against him, he came in and did a great job.
He said his car's there every morning in his spot when I get here, and it's there when I'm leaving. That's what you're looking for in a leader of the offense. On Mayfield, he said, quote, made very good progress. He has a long way to go. I would say it's clear that Tyrod is a leader of this team. That's a big component of that position also.
Yep. Surprising. And as I said, Bills fans look no further than the future book. Look no future than the future book. The Browns are favored to win more than you are. That's a bad way to say it. The Browns have shorter odds than you do. The Bills are a bigger long shot to win the AFC than the Browns are. Let that settle in.
Mark, can you already see what the season's going to be like? With
let that
Adam
settle
Hill,
in.
Bills Browns fan, every week obsessing over the Ty God versus Baker Mayfield battle?
No, it's Ty God versus Nate Peterman battle.
But on that team, if they get out to an 0-3 start, it's going to begin.
Oh, sure. I'm sure.
So we'll see what Todd Haley's saying in game 8. Even if Mayfield is way behind.
Yeah,
Tyrod Taylor.
At that point, if you're 1-7 or 0-8, you probably should go to the rookie and let him try to play.
Which is one of the many reasons I didn't love the pick. I also, looking back, hate that you traded a third-round pick to get Tyrod Taylor, only to have someone breathing down his neck, and the media stirring the pot by like game 6, 7, 8.
I don't think they're going to have to. I think the success is going to speak for itself.
You might be right.
Yeah.
You might be right. You know, they're much more loaded on offense. Defense is developing. Before they bailed mentally in the second half, they had a handful of games that were right in there. They just crapped themselves in the fourth quarter. Maybe all that changes. And the fact that Kaiser's not out there throwing the debilitating, heartbreaking turnover.
And if
that changes things.
And if the Browns win 5 games, he should win MVP. I'll already start it right now.
Isn't the total like 5.5?
Oh, it went from 0. The 5-game improvement would be massive.
No, but the over-under's right there at like 5.
Fine, 6. If we win 6. MVP.
Easy. Mary Kay Cabot on the Mayfield-Ty God battle.
Not a battle.
6 practices in that OTA/minicamp, and she said Mayfield did not look ready to compete with Taylor for the number one quarterback job. I think this theory is interesting. Pro Football Talk says John Dorsey, the GM, may be betting on the fact that someone else is going to be coaching the team other than Hugh Jackson, and he doesn't want Hugh Jackson working with Mayfield as a starter.
Well, that's fine. I mean,
right?
I think Hugh Jackson is getting fired.
I don't know. Why is he there?
I don't know.
Is Jimmy Haslam this much of an overbearing jackass? Yes, he's the billionaire who owns him, so I guess he can be.
Yeah.
But is that why Hugh Jackson's still there? Why didn't they just wipe the slate clean?
Well, I don't know. I think that they wanted somebody else to still kind of take some of the hits, if there are some more hits to take in this next year, and just move. And then when they are starting to show some progress, then you can get your guy in to get, you know, all the credit and not have the all the losses on his record and on his, you know, have that losing mentality. I think that might be it. But it doesn't make sense that he's there.
On the way back, we got some updated fight odds, and we'll tell you where UFC boss, one of the kings of Vegas, what was he doing this weekend? Why was he in a pro wrestling ring?
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Hi friends, Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails with feedback from customers. Here's one. Dear Dan, I want to thank you for the help you gave my mom with her computer. She's gone from being frustrated to fascinated. I'm not overjoyed, though, that every picture of me that she has is now on Facebook. But she loves the computer and is happier than I've seen her in her whole life because of your team. You guys are the best. Signed, Happy. Dear Happy, in our company training meetings, we always teach everyone to treat every customer like they're your mom. At PC Laptops, we'll hold your hand every step of the way. Get a brand new PC Laptops desktop for just $799 with a lifetime warranty at any PC Laptops location. $799? You can't beat that. While supplies last, quantities are highly limited. Please visit us at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. I know you'll be happy too. Hey, Ma!
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Chuck, one of the coolest things you do is establish credit lines for customers in advance. So how's that work?
Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers just love it. I'm not sure of any other company that offers this.
Okay, but how long does it take and how much does it cost?
We don't charge anything, and it normally only takes around 30 minutes. People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you get into a jam. We'll process your application, let you know how much you qualify for, and then you're ready to go when you need a loan in the future.
Who wouldn't want to take advantage of that? Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
My Odds from William Hill Sportsbook lets you create and bet on your own prop bets. Tweet us at William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. That's William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. And we'll reply if your suggested prop bet has been accepted. You can also view all other My Odds prop bets by clicking on the My Odds category in the William Hill Sports Betting app or kiosk. More ways to bet, more ways to win. William Hill Sportsbook. This is more.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider sign up is free in your area. Just visit tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's tackle.com.
T-A-K-L.com.
It's time once again for our 15th annual Rock the Greens Golf Classic. And this year, we're at Revere Golf Club. Tee off Saturday, 8 a.m., July 21st for 18 holes of golf and girls. This year, the ladies of Hustler Club will be on hand for the annual event, along with great prizes like a 55-inch TV from Bust Out Bail Bonds, cigars from Enfuego Cigars and Lounge, golf from Revere Golf Club, movie passes from Galaxy Theaters at the Cannery, and more. Plus, you can meet the girls from Bubby's University. It's the 15th annual Rock the Greens Golf Classic. Sign up only $110. Call Revere Golf Club at 702-259-2255. 4653 and find out how to sign up. Lunch, girls, prizes, and a fantastic day of golf. Sponsored by Hustlers Gentlemen's Club. Call Revere Golf Club today at 702-259-4653. That's 702-259-4653. The 15th Annual Rock the Greens Golf Classic, Saturday, July 21st at Revere Golf Club. See you there.
It's Cofield and Company's Eye on Sports Gambling.
I'm going to kill your bookmaker. I'm going to rip his throat out. I will step on his throat until the man chokes. Let me tell you how. Winners, 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 winners. Free, 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 free.
So what'd you make off my free Friday advice? Field against Dustin Johnson, plus 130. A couple thousand?
Missed out on it.
Come on. We'll find out where you were hanging out this weekend. Because I heard it got pretty crazy. If you were hanging around me late Saturday night, I gave out, damn it, I fell short, Patrick Reed at 20-1 before the fourth round. And he got right into it.
Yeah, he was there.
Right into it. Damn you.
What did that ticket pay, though?
What were the odds?
No, what did the ticket pay?
What do you mean?
Nothing.
That's a good point. isn't that part of sports gambling, is bragging about the tickets you came close to?
Of course.
Good value. Came close.
Of course.
What a payoff. Nothing.
Like the most fun part of it.
Yeah. Just the complaining.
Yeah.
Some future fight odds are out. Offshore, John Jones, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Jones minus 350. Lesnar's going to be at the event coming up in 3 weeks, isn't he? Is he going to be at 226 here in Vegas?
Supposedly. But I don't know why. Because the story's out there that Lesnar is going to come to UFC 226 and challenge the winner of this heavyweight title fight that's coming up.
It's
Stipe Miocic and Daniel Cormier.
So it's really the it's both belts. Or, no, both belts can't be on the
one. It's the heavyweight belt.
It's just the heavyweight, obviously, because right. Stipe's not qualifying for 205.
No.
So if Cormier is a 205 champ and Miocic is the heavyweight champ.
Yeah, and so that's going down. And so the stories are out there that Lesnar plans on being there to challenge the winner, but it doesn't make sense. The UFC has talked about, if they do get Lesnar back for one fight, that it would be John Jones. I mean, Dana White has talked about that.
Right.
And John Jones isn't eligible yet, and Lesnar's not in the testing pool yet. But
what is going on with your notes. Sports? These are the best matchups we can put together? Our two suspended guys?
Okay, that's a good matchup.
Well, it's intriguing.
For the fans. Yeah, I mean, I think.
But they're two cheaters. Just let him back in.
Yeah, why not? Actually, I would
give him a top five payday.
Yeah, don't test him. It's like, whose pharmacies are better?
I reference it all the time. While they thought they could leave the boxing blueprint in the dust, and Dana White used to say that all the time. Like, what are you doing to not be boxing? Like, just, I tore up the boxing blueprint. They use it.
Well, are they, in this case, are they? Because they are making the fight people want to see.
But part of the blueprint is there's really no penalty for cheating.
Well, I mean, that part of it, yes.
Because that exists in boxing. Canelo, nothing's going to happen to him. He's going to make, it's just delayed by 5 months. He's going to make his money.
Sure, but the boxing,
back in Vegas, September 15th.
Really, the boxing blueprint would be like, all right, John Jones, we're going to get him back from his, from not having a suspension. And he's going to fight Jimmy Smith. And I know there's an actual Jimmy Smith. I just meant the generic.
I get you. They're making a fight.
Jimmy Smith and then Johnny Jones.
They're making a fight that casual fans want to see.
I can't make up a name. Every name is actually somebody real. John Jones against Johnny Jones. He would fight a bunch of nobodies. And then you'd be like, when is he going to actually fight a real fight? And it wouldn't happen. Then he gets suspended again. Like, they're actually, if they're going to, I think one of the things they're looking at is, Brock Lesnar probably only has one fight left, maybe two. He contractually just won from the WWE that has to allow him, apparently. If we only get him for one fight, and John Jones, who knows how long until he gets suspended again. If they're only going to have one fight, let's make it against each other and make as much money as you can and do something the fans want to see.
Did you write anything this weekend on MMA?
Nope. Written right now.
What'd you say?
I'm writing right now.
Oh, is that right? During the show?
No, during breaks.
Yes, it happens, folks. You did not write about Dana White's win over the weekend.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Isn't
that, I would assume the paper would be like, we have to be all over this. Dana White was wrestling on Beale Street in Memphis.
It was not. It's not real. It's not a real thing.
Who cares? You didn't cover Ronda Rousey wrestling?
I covered her, not her wrestling. Absolutely not. I covered her signing a contract with a different organization. Didn't write anything about what she actually did in a ring. Apparently, she was good last night. I don't know. She had her first.
God,
singles,
I hope your bosses are listening right now. Dana White wrestling is not a freaking like the old.